Last time on the Bestow Curse podcast, our heroes began a game of Blood Pig to gain an audience with the vile emperor of Old Corvosa. Up 3-0, will the party be able to keep their momentum up in the second half? The cursed campaign continues now.
Welcome back to Bestow Curse. A little bit more Blood Pig in our future, I think.
Play ball.
Yeah, we're at the half now. This is technically our halftime show, too.
Yeah, halftime show. Game in a show. You're going to see some beheadings, I guess. What do you guys think of Blood Pig?
I love it. I think for a 2E subsystem, especially like a custom made one, this one hums really well. Like the actions work. Mm-hmm. I think the conversion was great to 2E. I think it shows off the action economy really nicely.
I know I mentioned this off air. I don't think I mentioned it on air last time. This is another one of those things where I saw the rule subset and was a little worried that this was just going to be like bogged down skill check nastiness for an episode or two. But I'm having the time of my life. This is good. Like, I think it's well-tuned and it feels enough like there is combat in it, but it feels enough like combat where it's different and kind of new, but still like feels like it's true to the game.
Combat with a different goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I think we did miss an opportunity to do like a da-da-da-da-da-da sudden charge when Diego went off last time. So just keep that in mind if you want to use that again.
All right. We'll get that on record.
Yeah, there's got to be someone from the balcony who's like using a spell to project like little in-game sounds.
I could be using Bullhorn to be given commentary.
Yeah, Bullhorn defense. Well, obviously this is a very alternative game, but as we kind of said, it's kind of like a mix of maybe football and like soccer. Got some like rugby-esque elements in it, I guess.
Very full contact sport.
Yeah, very full contact, but you know, you're aiming for a goal. I'm wondering if you guys have any interesting favorite like alternative sports, kind of like Blood Pig would be, like, it's, you know, not one of our, you know, football, baseball, basketball esque sports, but some a little more or a little less known.
I don't know if I'd call this alternative. I mean, I had Blood Pig in high school, you know, there were
Blood Pig team.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I like as a high school like athlete, I played, and college athlete, I played lacrosse, which is just not a super common sport. And then before that, it was gymnastics. So like, I got two different not common supports under my belt. But I was I don't know. I think sometimes it's fun not to have the same set of rules again and again of like what soccer, football, baseball. Those are like the main. Oh, basketball, I guess. I forget about basketball. They're like the main four.
Mm-hmm. The moneymakers. Mm-hmm.
It was not like part of a school regimen or anything, but I played a lot of paintball in high school and really enjoyed it. It's expensive and it's a huge pain to get out there and all of that stuff. But I had like a crew of buddies that I would always go with, and we got like cool paintball guns and stuff. The one thing that always got me, there were four of us that would go, and three of us had like regular, you know, medium to smaller guns, and we were all semi-autos. But then our one buddy, I mean, in high school, he was clocking in close to 300. Like, he's a big boy. You know, not really cut out for like hiding behind cover and like running around and sniping people and stuff. So what we bought him this just enormous cannon with like the backpack loader and everything. And the strategy was the three of us would run up and like try to flank opponents and sneak up on people and like get up in their face while he's in the back basically just being like the T-800 from Terminator, just a walking death machine.
Laying down,
like,
covering fire.
Finger never coming off the trigger. We were just burning cash on paint for him, but it was great. It worked so well. Like, it was just this unstoppable hail of bullets coming at people. And then while they're taking cover, the other three of us would run down and take care of business. It was a blast.
Nice.
I miss it. I'd love to paintball again, but, you know, like, the knees don't quite do so good. And
are you saying you're old?
I'm getting there.
Too old for paintball.
I've recently taken up curling, and that's been a really fun sport to learn. It's not, well, up north, it is much more common, but not so common where people, like, everyone is really good at it. So it's really fun to, you know, get a team together of people who are all kind of figuring out how to play. And then, you know, it's just fun learning the techniques and strategy of the game. And you see yourself progressing pretty quickly. So I've really been enjoying curling. It's a pretty chill sport where you're just like hanging out, having a good time. So that one's been very fun. And you can play even when you're old. You can't get down into the lunge position. They're actual like extender rods that you just use to push the stone. So you can play at any age, which is great.
Wow.
Do you push the rock or do you brush? Or do you take turns? Like, so Emily, you specifically. Rotate through. You rotate through. Okay.
Yep. So there is one position that never sweeps, and that's the skip. So if you're the one at the other end calling all the shots, you never sweep, but you do get to throw. Oh. Everybody throws. It's actually really tiring sweeping. And we don't play on dedicated curling ice. It's just rec ice that they pebble. So when you have to sweep, sometimes you have to sweep really hard and for a very long time, and it is exhausting.
Always felt like the bowling of the North.
Yeah.
They should let you sweep in bowling alleys, you know?
That would add an interesting wrinkle to it.
Yeah, yeah, team bowling.
That would require them, that would require them to, like, sand the bowling alley.
Hey, could catch on, you don't know.
I saw people playing shuffleboard with, like, curling technique. Like, you know, the handheld shuffleboard with sand, and they would they'd take like a little brush and like flick sand to like slow it down or whatever.
Interesting.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was like two player shuffleboard where you had like your person throwing and then your teammate would like mess with the sand to try and get it to land in the right spot.
Yeah, I ran in high school, which I think is alternative, but I knew someone in college who did the precision shooting as a sport.
Whoa.
So like the marksmanship for the college. I always thought that was really cool. Like the super accurate, like target shooting stuff.
That's always super cool.
Yeah. I think Tim played like pickleball and stuff too at the
that's becoming campus. Less and less alternative.
Yeah,
that's the most popular sport in the United States now. Sport for all ages. Mm-hmm. I played a lot of alternative sports. Like I played rugby, which, you know, is an alternative in Europe, but is definitely alternative in the United States. But I think the most interesting one to me, and one that like I could never get into, but is like fascinating to watch and hear about, is the Iditarod, the Alaskan dog sledding.
Yeah.
Like the giant race with Alaska dog sleds. And I bring this up because there's an interesting news tidbit that hasn't got a lot of coverage about the Iditarod this year.
Yeah.
There's this guy, Dallas Seavey. He has won the Iditarod 5 years in a row or 6 years in a row, five or six. And he's going for another win. And he and his sled team were attacked by a moose.
Oh my God.
During the Iditarod, he killed the moose with a handgun.
What?
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
And like one of his dogs was in critical condition, got like air flighted out, is okay. By the rules of the Iditarod, he took a 2-hour penalty to his race time because he didn't properly gut the carcass.
What?
Oh, my.
That's insane.
He didn't properly gut the carcass. He was, like, fighting for his life against this moose that is apparently known in the Iditarod race as a moose that, like it's a moose that has attacked people.
Like, it's an a-hole moose.
Right. He took it out with a handgun.
It's a named moose.
Yeah. It's a named enemy. Took it out with a handgun. He's still in first place with a 2-hour. That's how dominant he is at the Iditarod. He's still in first place, one dog down, and 2-hour penalty tacked onto his time.
For, you know, having to fight for his life.
Having to fight for his life, his dog's lives. It's such an insane, like, athletic competition to, like, be going across tundra with these dogs and having to do, like, survivalist shit like that.
That's so crazy.
Imagine, like, LeBron's in the, like, NBA finals and, like, has to, like, fight off a killer with, like, it gets into a gun battle. Like, to penalize him for that, and he still wins.
Right. Like, well, and this guy is, like, the LeBron of Iditarod. Like, he's like a 6-time champion. Like, he's like Michael Phelps of the Iditarod, and is, like, so dominant that he's still winning with, like, that kind of a penalty.
Did you guys all have to read the Iditarod book in English class?
I think I read it.
I don't think I did.
That was part of the required, like, reading in the English class. No matter what teacher you got, you had to read the Iditarod book.
Big Iditarod reaching its hands into the classroom once again.
Once again. I guess it's more mainstream than I thought.
It was like a tragedy, if I remember right. It's like talking about a guy who was, like, stuck in the cave, too.
Yeah, it's one of the very few sports that's, like, people die playing this.
Yeah.
Like, not of, like, oh, I had a heart attack playing basketball, but, like, people die of environmental conditions in this race.
The environmental hazards are high.
It's like, nowadays, you obviously have, like, airlift and stuff to help people, but if the weather conditions get bad enough, that can't even save you out there. And, like, before, like, the Iditarod's been going on for so long, like, that didn't exist. It was just you and your dogs out there. Like, there was no coverage of it because it covered such a long distance. And it was just like, okay, you meet at this checkpoint. Like, we know 7 of the 10 racers have made it to this checkpoint. So we know 7 of them are alive as of this time. Like, that's crazy to me.
I love thinking about the idea of the guy has killed the moose and is gutting it, and judges have to come out to judge the gut quality.
Right. It's apparently like there's a specific way it has to be done where even if he, like, gutted part of it, if it wasn't, like, complete, he still got the penalty. I don't know if he actually gutted it at all, but, like, I'm guessing the time penalty is because that's how long it would take you to gut a moose anyway.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Wild.
It's crazy that that's a rule.
Wow, that's so interesting. Yeah, that you have to both gut it and report it at the checkpoint. Mm-hmm. Specifically calling out moose, caribou, and buffalo. That's big stuff.
So it has to be fairly common that you would come across one of these and have to fight for your life if it's a rule.
Yeah, it's common enough that it's a rule. Yeah.
Yeah, and they specifically say in defense of life or property during the race. Yeah. So it's not even like, to survive. No, it's just straight up, like,
it's kind of a pain too, because after the guy kills the moose, you have to restock the moose mile with another moose.
Oh my God. So I just read this. This is so crazy. The gutting rules are if another racer approaches you while you are gutting the moose, they have to get off and help. They have to get off and help. No teams may pass until the animal has been gutted and the musher killing the animal has proceeded. So it's like, it's literally like a race stop. Like, if you catch up to them while they're gutting it, you have to help them gut it and then wait for them to take off, and then you can take off.
I'm so fascinated by the Iditarod rules at this point.
But anyways. That's what the origins of the pace car are. the dead moose on the road.
The dead moose.
You know?
So anyway, I thought that was just fascinating. And I still can't believe that he's taking a crippled team and is still winning with a 2-hour penalty. I mean, that's how big, it's a 1,000-mile race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. kind of sounds a little bit like he might not be LeBron, but he has the LeBron of a dog team working for him.
I don't know, dude. Like, what's that's like a feat to kill a moose with a handgun.
Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah.
That's like, true. That's terrifying. That thing probably took like a clip to go down with a handgun, unless you know, aim properly at its skull.
Must be packing some like 50 kale slugs or something. I got to find out.
I'm just saying, I think those dogs are pro athletes too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. But like, that's part of the sport is like training the dogs properly and mm-hmm. like all of that. It's a really interesting sport.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have to give a hero point. And this one is much like you were saying, you know, properly trained animals.
Yeah.
You know, it's a part of this one's going to Figgy for playing such good defense.
Yeah.
Last episode. So this one comes from 10 Law Gnomes, Eric. And it's a quote. I'm a beast. I am. And a badger. What's more, we don't change. We hold on. For C.S. Lewis.
Okay. Mm.
So that's a Figgy hero point. You know, but if you feel like you want to spend it. At any time for Figgy, go ahead.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, I'll take the reins and spend it when I want to.
I think Figgy technically has two now. Oh, wait, he doesn't get one at resets. So he has one.
When last we left our heroes, they entered the rooftop arena and played a little Blood Pig. And the team found a winning strategy in falling in the pit. Which has now been banned by the Emperor of Old Corvosa in a new sweeping rules statement. The Elite Eight is up 3-0 versus the Shingle Snipes, and halftime has been called. And that's where we find you now, with the entertainment being two beheadings.
Oh.
So very grisly halftime entertainment, but you do have 20 minutes to heal yourselves up, because I know some of you have taken damage over the course of this game. We handled the healing off air, and I think everyone on the team is at full at this point. There's really not much the group can do in terms of these beheadings. Besides like looking away, I guess, if you don't want to participate in it.
We wouldn't happen to know who's getting beheaded or can recognize them at all, maybe by a uniform or their dress. Like, are these just random people? Are they guards or anything?
Seems like these are random people.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, the threat that you guys got meeting some of the Emperor's men on the street, like, mm-hmm. that they were going to take you back if you refuse to join and be, you know, feed you to the tall knife.
Mm-hmm. I think as the beheadings are going on, Diego is just staring down the Emperor, you know, not tall knife within eyesight, sure, but it's just like locked into him as these atrocities are happening.
Pilt is a rather ugly man. I don't know if I've showed you guys a picture of him.
Like to see.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he is really disheveled looking for an emperor.
He's in this like gaudy, like stage royal attire that you can tell is like not actually very expensive.
Mm-hmm. And he took everything from the theater and threw it on.
Yep. A real nasty, huge mustache and like oily, matted down long hair. This guy's gross.
He's got what looks like a golden crown, but you can tell it's cheap. It's got those huge points on it, and they're all bent out at angles.
They literally look like they're peeling away from his like head.
It's like if he made a giant gaudy crown out of cardboard and spray painted it. And
yeah,
that was like a week ago.
Mm-hmm. The moisture has taken to it.
He's wearing an old Burger King crown. I
know. He's really having it his way, I'll tell you that. But for how long?
Well, during halftime. Vec didn't say anything at all last episode, right? And he's pretty shaken up. We got to do this. But it'll kind of pipe up to the group of us here on the team. Well, halftime speeches are usually reserved for the coach, but we don't have one of them. And this ain't going to be a proper one. But I just wanted to remind everybody, while we're here because the crown sent us. But I think what we've learned over the last few days is that
it might be better for the crown if we don't make it back at all. But that doesn't mean what we're doing here isn't important. And this is just a game, but this game is a game we're going to win because we need to get this audience with Pilk. And then he's got my grandfather. I'm not leaving without him. It's just a statement of fact. We're going to kill him. We're going to stop whatever he's doing here, and we're going to set it right. And whatever the crown wants to do with us after, we'll work through it together. But first things first, we got to win this thing. And what Pilk doesn't realize, or maybe what he doesn't know, is that this isn't his court. We actually have home field advantage because my home is just a couple stories down. And that means we're going to win. I know it. And if this thing all goes tits up, like I suspect it will, well, make a break for your weapons as quick as possible. I don't need a staff. I don't need a spellbook to cast. So I'll keep you alive. I promise. Just get them and we'll take care of this.
I'll be saving my stamina for after the match when the real fighting begins.
We're coming up against a man who clearly likes to change rules. When we win, he's not going to like it. So we're going to have to be ready for that.
I'm going to guess that half his rules will be the person who scored the most points actually doesn't win at the end of this at the rate he's going.
That wouldn't surprise me either.
Even if he keeps changing the rules, we will find a way to win.
How far can one man move the goal pits?
After your speech, you see the sun now setting past the rooftops.
Oh, yeah, this is all open air.
Yeah, and the shimmering orange light of dusk fading ever so slightly as Pilt calls out, "Begin play! Remember the rules! A person in the pit with a pig is a point for the other team!"
Oh, so no pushing our teammate in.
Yeah.
Great.
Clever.
Oh no, but that means
no
they're going to want
getting pushed.
Yeah, they're going to want to try and push us.
Person with a pig in the pit. So if you're getting pushed in, you could drop the pig as an action.
And for the second half, I'm going to need us to roll initiative again. Change up the order a bit.
Come on, Bongo. Get up there.
27 for Diego, and he's going to start his battle cry up.
There's a lot of dice happening right now.
Sorry, I got 8 guys to roll for.
I, like, can't see my sheet.
I think I just need Sylvie to roll.
I thought I rolled, but I didn't. Maybe it didn't roll properly. Here we go. Sylvie gets a 22. Eamon got a 32.
Bingo and Bongo are both at 12.
Yep.
At least they're together.
Mir's at 23.
It is kind of perfect, but also that sucks. Vec is rocking a 17.
That means both of us rolled a 1 for them.
Awful. Absolutely awful.
Because they have a plus 11 initiative. Oof. So we each rolled a 1.
Okay, I got some battle cries coming out if you're ready for
it. Sure, yeah. Let me know which enemies you're using them against.
Diego's going to do the rightmost striker in front, and Leori is going to do the middle one.
Okay.
38 against Will DC.
That is a critical success.
Yes.
That striker is frightened too.
That's huge. Okay, Leori's turn. 29.
Where'd you guys fall in the initiative?
Leori has a 31.
Okay.
Diego's a 27.
29 against the middle shingle snipe is a success.
Yeah.
So right now it is the unrelenting shingle snipe striker's turn as the pig rises in your corner of the field.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
So did that mean they scored last time? Did I miss that?
No. It switches much up. Much like in football where,
oh, it switches,
you know,
who started.
Yeah, the side that started with it on their side switches. So the unrelenting shingle snipe striker is going to move 25 feet up, move 15 feet up, and open the cage. It is now the one of the midfielders' turns. You're going to run up to Sylvie, attempt to grab Sylvie.
Uh-oh.
Here's a grab against your Fortitude DC, but only a 21. I don't think successfully grabs.
That does not.
And then they will just flurry you at map. Missing with the first strike and missing with the second strike. It is Eamon's turn.
There is an open cage on our side. Eamon runs up to the cage. He will then attempt to grab a pig with a 22.
22 is a grabbed pig.
Sweet. And then I need to roll on the squirming pig table?
Yes.
That is a 4.
Okay. I believe a 4 is the pig biting. Yes, biting. So it's going to attack at Eamon.
Oh.
These pigs got some jaws on them, too. We've found that out.
Sylvie found that out the hard way, yeah.
It's a 24, which looks like a miss.
Oh,
pretty high roll, though, by the pig. Okay, so Eamon has the pig and has one more action.
Oh, and he can't ready to give it away because that would take two actions.
You can pass a pig, though, because that doesn't require a restrained pig.
But does it require someone to have a reaction?
It does require them to have a reaction.
And no one else is gone.
Yeah. Shoot, because Eamon is standing right next to Vec. So I guess I can't row a pig either because...
No reactions yet.
Yeah. The best he can do is just run up to our front line and is going to stand right behind Leori and have the pig in hand.
Okay. Well, it is Leori's turn.
Okay. Yeah, I think Leori is going to try to disarm Eamon of the pig to take the baton and run with it. So athletics check to disarm, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He has a really good reflex DC.
33, though.
Oh, you're successful.
Yeah, high roll, 16 on the die. So
nice. Leori has the pig. Now you need to roll on the squirming pig table.
Oh, yeah. A 3.
3. The pig just squeals and you hear laughter from the crowd.
Okay, so successful disarm. Have the pig. 2 actions remaining. Oh, let's see here. I think Leori is going to... She's got 2 move actions and to do to make potentially and 40 feet of movement.
So much movement.
So 30, 40. So... She is now 10 feet away from the pit.
Oh.
But to throw the pig, she has to have restrained it. She hasn't done that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too metagamey to free action drop the pig and then attempt to shove it into the pit?
I think so, because it's like trying to replace the rules of the game.
Yes, yeah, okay.
Could you take an action to attempt to grab the pig again, mm-hmm. try for a critical yep. success?
You can absolutely do that.
So that I could throw it next?
Yeah, because the pig is restrained until the end of your next turn if you critically succeed.
Okay, gotcha. Then I will, yeah, I think that makes sense to do. I'll try doing that. A 21 on my athletics check is not enough.
Not enough to restrain it, so you still have a grabbed pig.
Okay, that's Leori's turn.
It is the receptive shingle snipe striker's turn. It is going to double move up to Leori and attempt a strike with her flanked. That is a 27 against off guard, which I don't think does it.
That misses by 1.
Oh.
That is all 3 actions, however. It is now the secretive shingle snipe striker's turn. All the strikers got up there first.
Yeah, I noticed. So, I noticed we didn't do as great as I would have loved for initiative.
It's going to move up, attempt to disarm Leori of the pig against reflex DC. That's a 29.
That makes it.
Okay. So he will get the pig. Where is the pig? Oh, it didn't move with Larry. There we go. And I have to roll on the pig table. It squeals again.
This one's a talker.
And then he is going to attempt to throw the pig, since no one is in the way, to the shinglestipe midfielder. Or sorry, it's not restrained, so he can't do that. He's just going to move up with the pig to get close to midfield, and that'll be his turn. Tick the frightened on both of them. And it is now Diego's turn.
Okay, the striker has the pig 10 feet away from the midline of the court. So Diego is about 15 feet away. He can run up and attempt to take the pig back. An athletics check that gets a bonus because I'm physically menacing the person.
The athletics check does? I thought that was your intimidate thing.
No, yeah, you're right. I'm thinking of intimidate. It does not. I do not get a bonus on this. I was looking for it and I didn't find it. I got confused. Regular athletics roll to disarm. Natural one.
So there's a crit fail condition on disarm.
You become flat-footed or off-guard till the start of your next turn.
Okay. Oof. I will take that.
All right. Yeah, pop some off-guard on yourself.
And then I think I'm just going to try to disarm at map again.
Okay.
And these are agile. We're cool with that being agile, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm rolling at a plus 14 here. Still got a good chance. 10 on the die for a 24.
24 does it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll on the squealing pig table.
Pig is in Diego's paws. Oh no, he's got it. He rolled a 6 off the squirm table.
Yikes.
Oh, 6 on the squirm.
This is like going into a frenzy in Mario Kart Tour.
Okay. So I think, yeah, that you're going to have to make me an acrobatics check and an athletics check, and okay. then I'm going to make a bite at you. This all kind of happens at the same time.
Okay, athletics check against the squirm. 25 total. I think that's good.
25, you're good.
And then the
acrobatics against the kick.
Oh, I rolled acrobatics for that. Sorry. Okay. So acrobatics for the kick.
Yep, you're successful.
Athletics for the squirm. Mm-hmm. 34.
Yep,
I'm
you're
golden.
Good. Then it's going to attack you. And you're off guard. Interesting.
Yeah.
But a natural one won't hit you.
The pig is just like gumming Diego's like paws.
Yeah. And in frustration, it squeals.
All right. Well, Diego's off guard, but that is his turn.
Okay. It is the avid shingle snipe midfielder's turn, who is going to step up to Diego and attempt to grab him, but won't, and then will flurry him. At map. 27 looks like a hit.
That hits.
26 points of damage.
Oh no. That's a high athletics check I need to make now.
Yes, it is. So go ahead and roll that before I try and hit you again.
I need an 18 on the die or better to keep the pig.
Oh no.
Natural 20. Oh,
yeah. Keeps the pig. Oh. And then another strike coming at him. Natural 20.
Oh, oh no.
This just keep coming.
Just getting pounded while you're holding onto the pig.
34 points of damage.
I need another natural 20 here.
Oh my
god. I got a natural 20.
Oh my god.
That's a 38. That's two natural 20s in a row.
I think the pig should be restrained at this point.
Holy cow.
That's insane.
There was no other path to success.
That's absolutely insane. Okay. Wow. So moved, attempted to grab you, flurried you, did a lot of damage to you.
Yeah,
but
Diego's at like half health now.
But
too.
Didn't knock the pig loose.
Incredible.
The cultured defender is going to move up to Diego and attempt to disarm him.
Please don't let all that be for naught.
22, I don't think, does it against your reflex DC.
Just barely misses.
He doesn't have much else to do, so I think he's going to try that again at agile map. That's a 25.
He's got the pig.
All right.
Can't get hands on Diego's hog, let me tell you.
So
settle down.
I'm just commentating here. I'm not sure you're talking about.
He grabs the pig, and the pig does the squirming pig table. Five is going to kick, so he's got to make a acrobatics check. And drops the pig.
Yes!
Wait, did I miss something that just happened? How did he get the pig from Diego?
He beat with a 25.
Oh, I thought your athletics was higher than that. Never mind.
No, that's it's against his reflex DC.
Oh, yeah.
His reflex save is his Achilles heel in this game.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the bruisers don't naturally have acrobatics, so just rolling out a plus four. So the pig is loose. It is one of the other defenders' turns. Is going to move up, attempt to grab the pig. Does grab the pig. Squirming pig table. These are hoping for fives on these. One, the pig slumps. And then he is going to... Oh boy, what do we want to do? Move it over to the sideline here. That's his full turn. It's now Mir's turn.
Okay. I think Mir is going to use two actions to ready to take the pig if it comes within range, and then command Figgy to also do that.
Okay.
Defense. Defense.
Figgy's a great defender because he's got all that reach. Like, yeah. Nothing can get to the goal without him, his reaction going off.
Yep.
That's Sylvie's turn.
Sylvie runs over to the sideline, and she will attempt to tumble through and end up in her same square, which she can do since she has 30 feet of movement.
Okay.
That is a 33.
Yep, you're good.
Awesome. Sylvie is in a state of panache, and now she has extra movement speed. She attempts a disarm to steal the pig.
Okay. Remember, you get your panache bonus to this.
Right. That's a 28.
28 is a success, not a critical one.
Ooh, all right. So rolling on that squirming pig table.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a d6.
I hope it's a one. Oh, a three.
Three is just as good, except he squeals in your ear.
So we can't throw the pig because it's not restrained. No one's right next to her, able to pass it off. She's just going to move it down the field again. So she is 40 feet from the edge of the pit, but she does not want to be standing right next to the pit after she's already been shoved right in. So she moves up and stands right next to Leori with the pig.
Okay. It is the final shingle snipe defender's turn, who's going to move up and attempt to hit Sylvie to drop the pig. They've been playing against you for a little bit, and I think I think your prowess at avoiding people disarming the pig is now known.
They've assessed our weaknesses.
Yeah, she is so good at dodging out of the way when you try to grab the pig.
Ugh, it looks like a 25 is missed by one, though.
Ooh, yes.
So he will attempt to strike again, and a 28 to hit.
Oh, yes, that will hit.
Dealing 24 points of damage. I need an athletics check.
This is going to be a tough one. Oh, a natural 20 for a 36.
Man, I can't get you guys to drop these damn pigs.
We're hot.
All natural 20s every time I attack you.
Sylvie was watching Diego, and she got the technique down.
Yeah. Well, he moved and attacked twice, so that's the defender's turn, and it's Vex's turn.
Becky's going to spend a couple actions readying in action to intimidate an enemy holding the pig that comes within, let's say, 20 feet of him. I don't want to do the full complement of 30. Want to reserve that for people that are actually getting close to the hole.
Okay. Bingo.
Time for the A team to come out, baby.
Bingo. Probably going to need to run up and get the pig.
I'm just going to give you a warning. If you're trying to grab the pig from me, You'll need a 30.
Okay. Bingo might run up and attack this flanked opponent. Okay. Bingo's going to spend two actions to run up and then is flanking with Sylvie and is going to just hit this defender.
Okay.
With a claw and not a bite because I don't need any more were-rats. It's only a 5 on the die for a 20?
That hits.
Okay, ooh. Awesome. And damage on that. Only 10 points of damage.
All right, it's Bongo's turn.
Hey, not without me, Bingo. I'm coming.
And he's going to run up and basically do the same thing. He's going to be set up right next to Bingo, targeting the same defender, but still flanking with Leori. Maybe I'll try and knock him down. Waste more of his turns.
That'll be good.
Next time.
Yeah.
So this is going to be an athletics check here. See if I can pull that off. 22 against the reflex DC.
Not quite.
Oh, man. That's his turn.
All right. The pig is not free, so it doesn't run anywhere. And it is now the unrelenting shingle snipe striker's turn, who is going to move up and attempt to trip Figgy.
Okay.
This is against reflex DC. That's a 24.
Nope.
Okay. Then he will intimidate Mir. 23 probably doesn't do it. Absolutely for you not. Either. And now his frightened will tick. It is the encouraging shingle snipe's turn. Who can get up to Sylvie in one move.
Oop, that's an attack of opportunity from Diego, if sure. That's how they're moving.
Yep.
Just an unarmed strike, though, so this isn't going to do that much, even if I hit. 21 to hit.
Nope.
All right.
He's going to make a grab attempt on Sylvie. That's a 29 against your 42 DC.
Ooh, that succeeds.
All right, then is going to try and whirling throw you.
Oh, no. I still have possession of the pig, though, right?
You do. That's the whole point. Okay. But doesn't. It still has you grabbed.
Okay.
I don't think there's a... Oh, no, you are no longer grabbed because that was a critical failure.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Okay.
In the whirling throw condition. So that's all three actions, and it is Eamon's turn.
It's going to be difficult but possible for Eamon to take the pig from Sylvie, but then it would be easier to take from him.
Leori is moving after him, too.
Yeah, and he is so far away.
Could just get that trip machine charging.
Yeah, that's what he is going to do. He'll take two actions, move up.
You can move right here without stepping through an enemy.
Yeah, so he'll take two actions to move up and be right next to Bingo and one of the strikers, and he will attempt to trip.
Okay.
And that's a 32.
32 just misses being a critical, but he is tripped.
Ooh, nice, because this one is standing right next to Leori.
It's now Leori's turn.
Okay. I feel like I need to try at least one disarm attempt on Sylvie to get
that's
the
fair.
Pig. So Leori will attempt that. 29 against reflex DC.
That is so close, but you need a 30.
Yep. Okay.
So you're gonna attack Sylvie now?
let's see. What I think Leori might do is ready an action that if someone within her reach steals the pig from Sylvie, she'll attempt to disarm them of the pig.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
It is the receptive shingle snipe's turn, who is going to get up for an action. Taking that prone off, is going to move to flank Sylvie, which would trigger from Sylvie if you want it to.
She will not use an attack of opportunity just in case they grab the pig and try to run away.
Okay. And then he's going right. to attack you flanked, but will miss. And that's his full turn. He got up, he moved, and he struck.
The art for these strikers also has them opening up their cloaks full of shit in them, like the Resident Evil merchants.
What are you buying?
Really good.
It is the secretive shingle snipe striker's turn, who's going to step below Diego, target Diego, and attack at Diego. But with a 7, won't hit, and I think we'll attempt to hit again. That's 15 for a 25.
With off guard, that hits.
Okay.
I do not have the pig.
That is 11 points of damage, and you're going to be debilitated so that, let's see. Let's make it so you can't use reactions.
Ooh, okay.
Thanks.
You should be able to drag that over from the chat. It is now Diego's turn.
Okay, let's see. I think Sylvie is still the best. Oh, I can't ready an action with the thing that just happened. Very smart. Then what I think Diego is going to do is he's going to move up and just attempt to body block for Sylvie for when it's her turn, so that enemies can't get around her to try to disarm her. Oh, 5, 10, 25. So right there. So that's one action. I think he'll just try to attack one of the midfielders monks near him.
Okay.
With a punch. 25 to hit.
That's a hit.
10 points of damage. And one at map, too. Actually, I will attempt to demoralize them because I'm right next to them.
Okay.
A 30 total.
A 30 is a success.
Okay, frightened one on them. That's Diego's turn.
It is the avid midfielder's turn. Is going to move through their ally and then diagonally to get to Sylvie. Sylvie, you have an AOO if you'd like to use it.
Again, she's going to save it just in case they get this pig.
Okay. They are going to flurry at you.
Oh.
Is it 27 to hit?
Oh, yes, that hits.
This would be 21 points of damage and an athletics check to keep the pig.
Oh, my luck has run out. That's only an 18.
No.
Okay. I think the pig's going to drop, and instead of continuing the flurry, they are going to take a... they're going to stop that flurry and take a final action to grab the pig so they don't increase their map. For the athletics check grab, it will already be affected here. It's a natural 20, a restrained pig.
Uh-oh.
It is the cultured shingle snipe defender's turn. They are going to move up to Diego.
Is Diego still off guard?
You are off guard until the end of your turn, so you should no longer be off guard.
Thank goodness. Not that I'm blanked anyways. Wait, unless they are lower level or equal level to me.
They should be lower level than you.
Okay, so you're not flying.
Oh, yeah.
Deny advantage, baby.
He's going to strike at you, I think. That's a 35.
Oh, that is just one away from a crit.
Good thing you have deny advantage.
Good thing I'm a barbarian.
It's going to be 20 points of damage, and he will strike again.
Diego is hurt.
But with a 4 on the die, we'll miss.
I wish I could use my focus spell.
Is going to move to the back of the group. That will provoke from Sylvie if you'd like to use it.
I'm going to hang on to it still, because she
is
within...
Well, this is the last person before your turn.
Yeah, but they could throw...
Oh, okay.
If they steal the pig, she'd want to try.
Yeah, if they throw or steal and move, I want to attack.
The 200 IQ play. Hold the reaction.
Let's see if it plays off.
That was unfortunately a double move, though, so they are just going to attempt to grab Sylvie and will not succeed. Is that a critical failure? Is that against your fortitude DC, or is that just a regular failure?
Just a regular failure.
Okay. So I double moved and then did not get the grab off. It's Mir's turn.
Same thing as last time, which is basically just readying in action. I know there's a guy over here, but I'm not really worried about him.
Okay. Sylvie, you're up.
She is still right next to that pig. So she goes in and attempts to grab it with a disarm.
All right.
There's such a cluster of the players all together.
Yeah, and we are so close to the goal as well.
So it's like when very small children play soccer and everyone runs after the ball regardless of their position.
Absolutely.
Called that swarm ball when I was a kid.
That's a 31.
31 is a success.
Yes. And then
roll on the big table.
Roll on the table.
This could make a big difference. A 2.
A 2 is a squirm. Go ahead and make me an athletics check.
All right. I would like... Oh, is there... If I critically succeed this, would I...
No, it's just... This is the pig squirming. It's a check so that you don't drop it.
Ah, okay. I believe I would like to use my assurance on this one. Yeah, so she's just... She has the muscle memory at this point to just keep a firm grasp on that pig. So that's a 22 with assurance.
Nice.
Okay. So you grabbed. You got 2 more actions.
And because the pig is not restrained, I can't move up to the pit and drop the pig in, correct?
So under drop a pig, let's see. So throwing a pig into a pit. In order to throw a pig into a pit, the thrower may use the throw pig action. However, distances under 10 feet are not considered an automatic success and require a check against a DC 15. A pig released into an adjacent pit is automatically successful.
What does that mean, that last sentence?
I think I'm going to allow it because it's kind of like a drop a pig with an action. Like you're using an action to drop the pig.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really make sense to me to have it restrained to drop it into the pit next to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sylvie moves out from this cluster that is surrounding her and steps 5 feet to be right next to the pit. And she looks down at the pig in her hands. I cannot join you this time. And she reaches out and drops the pig into the pit.
Okay. Point scored.
Yeah. Lock eyes with the Wolverine so it knows it's still coming from you.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
Yep. She doesn't look at the pig. She just stares at the Wolverine.
Yeah.
With that, that score, the Emperor stands up. Seems that your team is a bit more talented than we accounted for. Reset the field.
Mirror, if you have a second, I could use some of that healing mud while we reset. I'm very hurt.
You can use battle medicine during the
things.
I was hoping so.
I figured. Where do you want this dude who's over here in our space? Get him out of our space. Bad news for Diego. Mir doesn't go for a long time.
Well, I was going to say in the reset period that we've got.
I don't think the reset period is 10 minutes.
Nope.
Or battle. Can I battle medicine during this reset? Because we're still in initiative order, so that's what I didn't know.
Yeah, you can.
Battle medicine during the reset.
Yeah. Okay. We've got I assume it takes like 30 seconds to get everything back set up.
You certainly can't do anything that you couldn't do for like a round of combat healing, but you can definitely do it.
For as down as you are, I can try and throw one out too.
I only got a 6, so that's 19.
Okay, I'll take it. Hey, I'm happy with that.
I'll throw it out. Success. What's that, 2d8?
Yes. Were you shooting for 15?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, get 4 points of healing back on the board. All right, so we're set up in the same configuration. Big line of all of our mobile folks, and then Mir, Figgy, Vec in the back. But they look to have re-racked in a defensive configuration here.
Well, the ball is on their side.
Yeah.
Quick question. Is item activation considered magical? I noticed Leori has these healing gloves that once per day can... restore hit points.
I'd say if it's a magic item, then yes, it would be magical.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay. When play resumes, it is the noble shingle snipe defender's turn, who is going to open the cage and attempt to grab. Critical success here as a restrained pig, and then is going to pass the pig.
You don't want to ready a throw? You had to open and grab, sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is Vex's turn.
Same as last time. He's going to ready an action to intimidate anybody with the pig that gets within 20 feet, but that's all I can do.
Okay. It is Bingo's turn.
Bingo is going to probably try and run up, but I gotta do this carefully. So with two actions, I can move all the way up, with three actions, I can move all the way up.
Okay. Is that what you want to do?
I don't know.
Looks like 225 foot moves to me.
Yeah, I'm confused because it's saying this is...
When you move to reset, because we didn't stop initiative, it's counting that movement as part of your turn.
Oh my God. Hang on.
Yeah, so two diagonals, 15, 20, 25, yep. 30, 40, 45.
From here, right? So if I do this, I can get up there in two actions?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So with two actions of movement, I'm going to get up there, and then I'm going to try and take the pig. And that's athletics to take?
Yes.
Ooh, that's only a 9 on the die for 24?
24 is still a success.
Yeah!
Oh, the frightened shingle snipe defender.
Okay, I've got... Bingo has the pig.
Roll me a d6.
Okay, this is the first time I think I've done this. Oh, besides when Figgy did it, I guess. But Figgy crit succeeded, so no. This is the first time I think I've ever done this.
Everything's happening.
Six.
Make me an athletics check.
Wow, this is exciting. Two on the die for 17.
That's fine. Meet me an acrobatics check.
That was the lowest you could have rolled and succeeded.
Three on the die for 16.
It's also a success.
You're barely holding on to the pig.
It is going to attack at you.
I'm not comfortable with this pig.
Bingo wants to eat it or something.
It doesn't hit you.
Bingo's just not used to actually getting the ball. Bingo's used to playing dirty tricks and hitting people.
I bet ratfolk have 100 different Scrapple recipes that they have. You just think about all of them.
Ooh, too many recipes. All right. Time for his brother.
It is Bongo's turn.
Ooh, well, Bongo can run up to Bingo and probably not do anything that's actually going to move play forward, right? Because... I can't really take it from you. Even if I do succeed, what does that get us? Just a different rat folk holding the ball?
Well, if you moved here,
mm-hmm.
that would get you out of the way of three people that could take it immediately. If you moved here, it would burn one of any of their actions to take it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you move there and took it, then... any defender would have to step on their turn and then take it.
I see what you're saying here. Okay. Okay. So it's less actually doing anything with it. It's a little bit more of a defensive grab.
Bingo, give me the rock. Give me the rock. I need the rock. Give me the rock.
He's going to try to get behind Bingo and strip the ball.
This is against my reflex DC.
You need a 9 or better.
All right. Here we go. Athletics check. 3. That's an 18 total.
I was hovering on a 16.
No dice, but you're up in the action.
Haven't held a pig yet. I want it so bad.
At the top of the round, it's the unrelenting shingle snipe who is going to move up. And now flanking is going to attack at Bingo.
Okay. I've maybe made a mistake here.
Is going to miss and will attempt to attack again and is going to miss again.
Bingo wants to eat this so bad.
It is the shingle snipe midfielder's turn who is going to attempt to take it. Natural one is off guard. God, I can't roll well with these guys either. It's like, I'm already outmatched and they're rolling garbage.
That one is probably not frightened anymore, I think.
I don't know when they were frightened. I played them as frightened for the... So I'll just tick it off after this turn. They're going to try again and miss again.
Good D. Good D, Bingo.
It is Eamon's turn.
Eamon will run up using two move actions, be right next to Bingo, and will attempt to take the pig.
Need a 24.
All right, let's see if he can do it. I think so, with a 30.
Yep.
Roll me on that squealing pig table, baby.
Low, 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 low.
Everything's happening again.
Another 6.
Make me an athletics and acrobatics check.
This is a crazy pig.
This pig's, this one particularly has gone wild.
Uh-huh. All right, here's the athletic.
Hog wild. Do you think they had to switch which Wolverine was in what pit at halftime just because the other one's no longer hungry?
It's only fair.
That's a 20.
20 is good.
All right, and then an acrobatics?
Mm-hmm.
Eamon's pretty good at this. That's a 23.
Yep, Eamon's good. And then the pig is going to attack at Eamon.
Oh my god.
27.
He holds it out at arm's reach, but its neck is so long, it's able to still get him.
It's a snapping turtle pig. All right. There's not going to be a lot of damage here. 5 damage, so I need one more athletics check. DC 15.
Unless he rolls a 1.
Should be okay.
Should be fine. All right, a 5, so 20.
All right. Amidst the chaos, Eamon manages to hold on to the pig. And it is Leori's turn.
Okay.
Leori, are you going to go grab the pig now?
I was wondering what the other alternatives are to that. It seems like, you know, the difference is she can get there in one move action. So she grabs it. She's got an action to.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Do stuff with. So I think it's worthwhile. I think she's going to go up and do that. So here is a disarm. It was hovering on a 20, but it's a 2 for a 19.
That does not succeed.
What's Eamon's reflex? 28?
Yep, 28.
Okay. You're not off guard.
Not a crit fail. Yep. Is it worth doing again? Let's see. How far is Diego from her? Okay, Diego can get to her in one move and attempt the same thing. It. Yeah.
We're just daisy chaining the pig.
Yeah. All right. Here's another.
This has turned into pass the pig.
Yeah. Disarm attempt at mat minus 4. 17 on the die, that's a 30.
Oh, nice job. That succeeds, but not critically.
Leori has the pig, and here comes a 6 on the D6, I'm sure. Not just a 2.
2 is just a squirm, so I need an athletics check.
Okay. 4 on the die, she's fine.
Yep. Okay, it is the receptive shingle snipe's turn. They're going to move up. Attempt to take the pig, probably fail to do so.
Correct.
And then, I think I'm going to try it again. I don't really have a ton else that these guys can do. Nope. Probably crit fails, right?
Yeah, 13 is a crit fail, like DC 28.
All right, I will toss the off guard on. It is the secretive shingle snipe's turn. God, I mean, I think I want them to do the same thing.
It's a real pile up.
That didn't even roll. 15 is not going to do it.
And it's a critical failure.
All right, I'll toss off guard on them. And then is going to attempt it again. I just think they also know that, like, Leori is the hardest to hit in this group.
Yeah. AC is 30. That's crazy.
It's still nothing doing. It's Diego's turn.
Okay. So, what can Diego do? He can run, grab. If he succeeds, he'll have an action. Could run off near the pit, potentially. Yeah, we'll cross that bridge if we come to it. He's going to run up to Leori. I'll go here. He will attempt to grab the pig from her. Will fail with the 22. And his reflex DC is way worse. I don't think he wants to try again. So instead, at map, he'll just try to trip the shingle snipe that is next to him and Leori.
Okay.
14 on the die for a 28 to trip.
28 is a success.
Great. All right. That's his turn.
It is the midfielder's turn. He's going to move up to Leori and attempt to take the pig. Natural 2. Won't do it.
Crit fail.
We'll be off guard. And we'll attempt it again.
Zonkuthon saves his toughest tasks for his bravest warriors.
It is a 29.
Yeah, beats it by 1. Just barely wrestles it away from Leori.
Okay. And is going to squirming pig. Table 5 is going to make an acrobatics check and will succeed. That was a move and 2 actions.
The funny thing is there is they kind of wanted to fail because if they drop the pig, they've got 2 other people moving to come pick it up.
Yeah. It is the cultured single snipe defender's turn. He's going to move here and for 2 actions, throw their ally. He's going to throw them 30 feet.
Would the ally moving provoke an attack from Diego?
So let me see what the verbiage on this is. Friendly toss. Barbarian tosses their friends around the battlefield, pick up an adjacent ally of the barbarian size or smaller and throw them to an unoccupied space. They can see within 30 feet. The movement doesn't trigger reactions.
Oh.
The ally ends the movement on their feet and doesn't take damage from the fall.
Okay.
So the pig is downfield a little bit, and that's his full turn. It is now the shingle snipe defender's turn, who's going to throw the other midfielder 30 feet down the field and then is going to move 25 feet. It's Mir's turn.
Double ready. I'm good.
It's Sylvie's turn.
Nice tight turn.
Sylvie is very close to the pig, so she'll take a 5-foot step. Actually, we'll take a 5-foot diagonal step, so she's a little closer to the pit, and then attempt to take that pig.
You should have known better than to throw that person towards Sylvie.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there's not many open spots.
She was standing right in the middle of the field, and that is a 33.
33 is a crit restraint.
Yeah!
Awesome!
I could throw the pig.
Could throw the pig.
That was one action. You could move somewhere that doesn't have enemies between you and throw the pig into the pit.
Do it.
2 actions, right, I thought? Move and take.
Oh, I stepped.
Oh, yeah, you did move. You could, you could throw this pig either. It's tough. There's a lot of spots that have an enemy between you and your target.
It's anybody that threatens can intercept. It's a DC 25 to do it, but almost like anyone, it's going to be like 4 people who get to make that check.
Well, it depends where you throw it. It has to go through their square.
The oh, I thought she was just going to hock it all the way downfield into the goal.
Even if you did, there'd only be 1 defender there.
Yeah. Well, what I was wondering,
that's a harder check to throw it like that far, I think.
If you throw it past an ally, they could use their reaction to try to intercept it if it passes their threatened square too. So they've got an option to make a catch. Diego's used his already, so he's not like a valid target, but...
Right. I mean, you could throw it to probably... Let's see. You could throw it to... who is that? Bingo or Bongo? You could throw it to Bongo unimpeded. It's got to go through the enemy's square. Bongo just needs to use a reaction to catch it.
And then Bongo could...
Bongo's only a few bits away from going.
Yeah, Bongo's at the end of initiative, so it's only one. There's only 1 defender between you and Bongo and initiative. Yeah. So if you got it to Bongo, Bongo has to use a reaction to catch it. But
can the were-rat cinch the game?
Ooh, yeah.
I don't want to
give it a go. You think
I don't
want to
rain on parades here, but it's the pig intercept can be done if it moves through any square they threaten. If you draw a line between the two of us, there are two people who can try the intercept.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Oh, shoot. And what's the DC on the interception?
24.
So it's not a gimme, but it's risky.
I'm going to say the one that's prone probably can't intercept, though.
Oh,
that just doesn't make mechanical sense to me.
Oh, cool, then Leori is an open target.
Oh.
Yeah, Leori is also open, but Leori has a while before she gets to go.
That's true.
So yeah, if you throw it to Bongo, then there's one defender that would get a chance.
Don't let this color what your choice. This is pure flavor just because Bongo's a big sporto. He's going to, come on, I'm open.
Give me the rock.
I'm open.
I think it's worth it just to see if the were-rats can win.
Yeah.
There's a good chance this fumbles, but I mean, the upside is so massive.
Yeah. We haven't gotten a chance to really throw the pig. I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
So Sylvie, with her last action, holds on to the pig and gives it a toss over to Bongo.
Okay, so first things first, let's get Sylvie's athletics check. How far away is Bongo? Bongo is 30 feet away, which will require a DC, let's see, throw pig, DC 19
Sylvie,
athletics check.
She takes a deep breath and goes back to the training she received at the academy with some pickup sporting events. So she uses assurance to get a 22 on that toss.
Okay.
Throws it with a perfect spiral cut ham.
So now I'm going to use my reaction to
intercept.
Yeah, to intercept here.
I don't think this is a gimme either. DC 24. No!
24 meets beats. The pig is intercepted.
There was a good chance that worked. I still think it was worth doing. A
solid chance. And then the squirming pig is going to happen because that wasn't a crit success. Three, it just squeals. It is one of the defender's turns. He's going to move 25 feet. This will trigger from Eamon if Eamon wants to use their attack of opportunity.
Yeah, because the pig probably, they're not going to run the pig over that direction likely, so he will attack.
A crit here could mess up their action economy.
Remember, AOL crits don't stop movement. They stop...
Oh, yeah.
They stop manipulates.
A natural one.
Okay.
What about a crit failure? Do those stop movement?
Yeah, they don't need them.
Yes.
You wouldn't believe it, but... okay. And is going to throw the defender 30 feet. Does that trigger for anyone?
I specified 20 feet for Vec, and it's 25 feet away. So.
Oh.
It's fine. I go next.
And it's not in range of anything?
Doesn't look like it. It is Vec's turn.
All right. Vec is going to try and intimidate this close creature here.
Is the token in between squares? It looks like it on my sheet.
That's a natural 2 for a 20 against its will DC.
It's not going to do it. It's not in between squares.
Huh. That's odd.
It does look like it. It absolutely looks like it.
Weird. The only reason I ask is because Gaken is close and maybe could use his reaction to disrupt.
Well, yeah. So Vec is not able to do anything there. I guess he's going to move to try and block one of the squares of the pit, just physically.
Okay. Bingo.
Bingo will double move and go and try and take the pig.
Okay.
Here's my athletics check. And that is a 2 on the die for a 17.
Okay, that's not going to do it. Bongo.
He's still looking at Sylvie like, come on, that was wide open. Let's see if I can reach this defender.
You should be able to because I just reached it and I was behind you.
All right, perfect. Then I won't bother, but I do need to know exactly how far I can go if I can flank.
You could.
I don't think I can do a flank.
You can't do a flank, but actually, no, yeah, you shouldn't be able to do a flank.
I might be able to. 25 from there. Oh, yeah, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
If I had one more available diagonal, I could, but I can't, so.
Well, then don't go that far. Go up one so that you're closer.
Yeah. I guess I gotta try and strip the pig. So I'll try to strip the pig.
You're gonna try and take the... Strip the pig sounds not right.
You know what I mean. Come on. Strip, get your head out of the gutter.
Strip that pig.
It just sounds weird.
21.
21 does not strip the pig.
Ugh.
The pig is left clothed.
It is the unrelenting shingle snipe striker. Whew. Is going to delay. It is now the encouraging shingle snipe midfielder who is going to move here, which will trigger but will trigger Mir's reaction
and Figgy's maybe if Figgy has reach. No,
Figgy has reach.
But can I reach that?
I think you can. Maybe.
Okay, so Figgy first. I'm gonna try and take the pig out of what I had prepped.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my plus 17 athletics. Let's see what I got. 11 on the die for a 28.
You got the pig.
Yeah, he has the pig.
Defense.
Yes.
Defense. Good. I can't wait for him to not pass it to anybody until an attacker tries to take it from him.
The monk has two more actions, so they're going to move up and flurry Figgy.
A little rude.
It is a 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
Dealing 12 points of damage. You need Figgy to make a athletics check.
Okay. 25.
You're good. And then another attack coming at Figgy. Will miss. It is Eamon's turn.
Ooh.
Really on the other end of the field.
Yeah, he is so far away right now.
He could play reverse defense, go up to the goal and ready to steal it from any of your allies that get within reach of him.
Yeah. So it would take him two move actions to get up to Figgy and then attempt to take, but that's not a given.
Yeah, I mean, I think his reflex is higher than Figgy's. So it's going to be harder to take from him.
Well, Leori goes next, and she's got better movement, so she could...
You could always delay until after Leori, too, to be, like, an open person on this other side.
Leori could conceivably get up to Figgy, potentially strip the pig, and then throw it to an ally.
Yes. That is possible.
Or just run it back 40 feet. I mean, 40 feet is 40 feet. That's good.
Yeah, if Eamon moves and then readies an action to take the pig or attempt to take the pig like 40 feet away, Leori could run right to him.
Yes, that's a great idea.
All right, Eamon will move and ready an action to...
Well, you're going to double up. Shoot. Yeah, you double up on your reactions because it's catch pig is a reaction and then use a readied action is a reaction.
For the readied action, if Leori runs up, she won't have an action to give it. So would Eamon need to roll against her reflex DC to take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Eamon could move up here, couldn't get all the way like 40 feet, but maybe it would be better to give it to Diego.
Diego's not going to be able to ready and position and stuff. He could maybe catch it if she can he can get it, but...
Okay, well, Eamon could move and then be ready, would ready an action to try to grab the pig. I think that's better than being ready to catch the pig.
Okay, the unrelenting Shingle Snipe Defender is going to use their reaction, reactive pursuit to follow Aemon up.
Oh.
And then, because they delayed, is now going to use their turn to...
So sneaky.
Yeah, to attempt to trip Aemon. Or maybe that's not a good idea. Is going to run up to Figgy. Aemon can use their reaction to AOO.
No, he's going to save it for his ready.
And then we'll attempt to strip the pig from Figster.
So, interesting thing about delay is you can't use reactions until you hop back into initiative, apparently. I didn't realize that until just now.
Huh. Okay, so he hops back into initiative, does it.
Runs up.
And then does this. And is going to try and strip from Figgy. This is not going to be easy. And will not.
No.
Now it is Leori's turn.
Okay. Leori is going to move 40 feet up to the Figster.
That guy can't use his reaction to do the same thing because reactive pursuit requires you to be able to end your action at this, like, adjacent to the enemy, and she has better speed.
Ah.
He has to have psychic vision of where she's going to end in the future.
Yeah, these feats require they all have levels of psychic.
I didn't know our enemies could just violate causality like that. That's worrying. Yeah. Okay, Leori is going to attempt to disarm Figgy.
Good luck.
Yeah.
It's never easy.
30 total.
You got it.
13 on the die. Has the Figster.
Has the Pigster.
The Pigster. Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead and roll me a squirming pig check.
Okay. And didn't critically succeed, so is not going to be able to throw.
All right, I need an acrobatics.
Acrobatics. Not a natural one, so we're okay. And then, as planned, Leori's just going to run up to Aemon, correct?
Yeah, he readied an action so he can attempt a grab.
You're looking for a DC 28.
That's going to be challenging, but not impossible. Oh, but with a one.
Aemon is off guard.
Flat-footed.
Okay. Darn.
Rough.
Man, I didn't realize Figgy was only had two less on the reflex save than Leori. No wonder Figgy was difficult to
save. Big badger. And that's all Leori can do. Honestly, I probably should have ended closer to Aemon and Diego in case Diego needed to grab it too. I don't know if that's okay to retcon
that. Yeah,
that's
fine.
Okay.
That makes sense. It is the receptive shingle snipe striker's turn. They're going to step, attempt to grab, or sorry, get up, step, attempt to grab. Let's take that prone condition off, and then is not going to do it.
Crit fail.
Yep, still off guard. It is the other shingle snipe's turn. They're going to do the same thing, move up, try and grab it. There we go, 30.
That succeeds.
Ah.
And then I need to roll on the table. They need to make an acrobatics check and do not get a natural one. And then I think they're going to move. It's Diego's turn.
Okay. Diego is going to move up to chase the shingle snipe that's running with the pig 5 feet diagonally behind them.
And the other shingle snipe will reactively follow you.
Oh, wow. Then we'll attempt to disarm the pig. Them with the pig. From the pig to disarm the pig from them. 16 on the die for a 34.
That is a restrained pig.
Ooh. Restrained.
Exciting.
Oh my gosh.
You could throw to Sylvie.
He can't. Diego could throw to Sylvie. Or Leori. Or Sylvie. Or one of the rats. And maybe get it intercepted again.
Ooh.
I think he's going to pass to Sylvie. I think it only makes sense. So the
I think it makes
throw 10 feet lateral pass to Sylvie.
And that's is that an automatic success?
10 feet away, I think so, because I'm not trying to drop it into the pit. Or wait, is it going to pass a square that is threatened by a shingle snipe? Because maybe I would have
well, that to guy used his reaction.
Oh, yeah.
To follow.
All right, this all works out. Then Sylvie just needs to use her reaction to catch it. And I think this isn't just an auto success.
Yep, she could use assurance.
Sylvie has the pig.
Yes.
That's Diego's turn. Move, grab, row.
Okay. It is no. The shingle snipe next to Sylvie's turn.
Oh.
He literally saw that switch as soon as...
We're going to try and take it.
Mir still has her safe action.
After 20, that is a restrained pig.
That is not good.
That is... No.
It's going to move 40 feet... And it's going to drop the pig.
No!
Gaining a point for the shingle snipes.
We were pitching a perfect game.
That's the round, folks.
Oh my gosh. That was stressful.
For what?
Time to reset.
Time to reset.
I would have been able to get it in.
Oh. No.
The pig starts in your corner.
Okay, I think Mir, Vec, and Biggie should do this lineup that I have now switched, where Vec and Mir are on the corners and Figgy's in the center. I think this will give us the best range of reach.
Yeah, we're just blocking the entire goal, except the bottom two parts.
But I can reach, like, we can, there's, Figgy can reach both of those bottom two parts.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this is our optimal setup.
Could Sylvie get
agree with this.
Battle medicine during the reset? Is that possible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's at like half health.
I'll toss one her way too. It's a success.
Mine is a crit success, but I rolled trash.
You wouldn't know it looking at the damage. There's 48 in there.
So yeah.
Wow.
Only 16.
For some reason when I rolled it, it rolled under bingo, but actual skill check is correct, and then it's this healing that's coming inexplicably from Bingo.
Doesn't matter where it's coming from. Sylvie will take it. Thank you.
You guys go ahead and reset yourselves.
I think we have to play defensively here because there's a bunch of shingle snipes about to move as soon as.
Oh yeah, we should probably be close to the. Can Sylvie be one of the closer ones? Oh, if Mir opens, if we get the chance, Mir could open the cage.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Sylvie could take it and run.
I think this is a good setup. So we've got Diego in like midfield. Eamon is a little bit above everyone else. And then Bingo, Bongo, Sylvie, Mir, and Leori are all kind of clustered around the cage a little. All right. We ready?
I think so.
Who's up?
It is the cultured shingle snipe defender's turn. They are going to use an action to throw their ally right here. Then they will move up to engage Eamon. The other shingle snipe defender is going to throw their ally over here and is going to move up to kind of create a wall behind Eamon. It's Mir's turn.
All right, Mir is going to open the cage, hopefully for Sylvie, and then Mir's gonna command Figgy to ready to steal the pig if any of the enemies get it within range. And then I don't know what else Mir can do. Let me see real quick.
Oh, you can't even give guidance because that would be a spell.
Right, yeah. I've got gonna stand there.
Okay. It is Sylvie's turn.
Wait, I'm confused. I thought we were opening pig cage and stuff.
She did.
Oh, you did open the pig cage.
That's why I couldn't do anything else with my other action. Because I opened the pig cage, and now I don't
and
have...
And
I commanded Figgy to ready. And now I have just one action, and I don't want to take the pig because Sylvie needs it.
What if you, instead of commanding Figgy, grabbed it and passed it to Sylvie?
I I could.
Sylvie already used her reaction.
Oh, okay.
Consider your reactions reset.
Okay.
Because you guys had to reset.
I think it's still a better...
And Diego's thing falls off, so he can take reactions at this point. Yep.
I worry about doing that and having the no one... I guess everyone's close by. Mm-hmm. So I could try to take it and give it to Sylvie. What kind of action is it to give it to Sylvie?
It just requires her reaction. Because you're right next to her.
Auto success with one action. Pass a pig.
Okay, so I will try to grab the pig. That's athletics.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did I grab it with 16?
You grab it with 16.
Okay.
And then you pass it to Sylvie.
So then one action to pass it to Sylvie.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, everyone. We got to roll on that squirming pig table.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Uh-oh.
Give me a squirming pig roll.
Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
One. Oh.
It's limp.
Okay. Restrained pig.
This is a much different pig than Sylvie. Last one.
And then now since Figgy has not been commanded and can act on his own, he could just attack at this point because he's got nothing else to do and is not ready. So I'm going to attack the one that just scored, the avid one.
Yeah.
It's 22.
22 misses. All right, it's Sylvie's turn.
Sylvie's got a pig.
All right, does Sylvie need to
roll
to keep the pig?
So I think, let's see.
I think you're starting your turn with it and it's not restrained, so that would be a yes.
Yes.
Oh,
because it was restrained for Mir, but not necessarily for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so okay. Make the squirming pig roll.
I'm not going to use my assurance because I would like to critically succeed this.
Well, you're rolling on the table, not on the...
Oh, I thought I needed to roll to keep the grab.
Up. No. You need to roll on the squirming pig table.
My mistake.
Consider a past pig, grabbed until the end of your...
I got a one!
Okay, it's still limp.
This is one limp pig.
This one is a real limp biscuit.
All right. Sylvie starts running, and she's going to go through Bingo and Figgy squares. And I haven't seen anyone use a attack of opportunity, but I'm not going to risk it. So she moves out from the group and then moves. Okay, so, oh, shoot. It's not 5, 10, 15 feet. So here's her first move and then second move.
You could have done a more efficient move there. You did a diagonal to avoid AOOs, but you went through two of his squares, his squares anyway.
Yeah, true.
They don't have AOOs.
Okay.
You recognize that. So you could have just gone straight up. I think you have 5 more feet doing that.
Just 5 more feet. Then she could get up to the pit, but wouldn't be able to throw it in.
But it's a pit.
Unless I just went.
Well, here's a thing you could do. If you go
right side.
Yeah.
If you go up the right side, as far as you can go, and then I don't know if that gets you there in 2 moves.
Ooh, it would. Yeah, but I have to tumble through successfully.
Do you?
You can go through.
If you 5-foot step
go
first.
Bongo.
Oh, Bongo! I was not thinking of him as an enemy. Yeah, or I was thinking of him as an enemy. Sylvie could move that way with her 40 feet of movement and get right up next to the pit. Last action. Drop the restrained pig.
Whoa!
This is like the Devin Hester returning the football across the entire field in one play.
Incredible.
You score the game-winning score, and the crowd kind of boo. And the Emperor stands up. Why don't we make it best 2 out of 3?
No way!
No, come on!
And one of his advisors kind of comes up to him and mumbles, "So we're out of pigs." And he kind of fumes at this, bring me another victim for the tall knife then.
Oh no.
And two of the guards cart out Grandpa Relby.
Don't you dare.
The sun has fully set on the field, and from behind the clouds, you see the full moon shine as they pass. Mir and Sylvie, you begin to feel this itching, insane itching that just is driving you mad. And you blink your eyes a few times and you just see blood red. And you hear Bingo and Bongo, "Get the stuff, get the stuff. Eerie sent us with the stuff. Give it to him quick." And they just puff this spray of belladonna in front of both of your faces, allowing you to regain some composure as your bones crack and creak and some shreds of your gear rip as you both transform into were-rats under the full moon, and you see Bingo and Bongo too undergo this change, becoming large.
Oh,
wow.
And I'm gonna switch up some tokens here.
Oh my god.
As Mir and Sylvie become full-blown were-rats.
Oh boy.
What?
So good.
Whoa.
What am I looking at?
Where at, Mir?
Whoa.
And,
oh my god.
Where at, Sylvie?
Holy Whoa. Cow.
The art has been updated.
Yeah.
You rage under this full moon, and the emperor and the executioner hesitate before combat breaks out.
Oh,
we'll continue the curse campaign next time.
Oh.
Hideous Laughter Productions is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. Curse of the Crimson Throne is copyright 2008. Curse of the Crimson Throne and Pathfinder Adventure Path are trademarks of Paizo. Paizo, Pathfinder, and their respective logos, characters, and artwork are property of Paizo and used with permission. If you enjoy this show, consider listening to our other Pathfinder 2E show, The Hideous Laughter Podcast, and supporting us on Patreon, where you can get exclusive access to our other actual play content.